Alrighty. I call the 93rd session of the Senate of the Associated Students to order in the Rita Ladin Senate Chambers and on Zoom on July 9th at 5:32 p.m. But first, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance, so please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, please remain standing for the land acknowledgments. Sorry, guys, it's in small print here. Gotta get my glasses. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute people. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Before we head on to agenda item 3, though, I would just like to make an announcement to all of the senators who are on. If you guys could please turn your camera on. I realize it's a really short meeting. I just really appreciate your guys' engagement. And I know some of you are in Vegas, you're out of town, and you know we only get to meet every 2 weeks. And I'm pretty sure not just myself, but everybody sitting here at this table would love to see all of your guys' amazing faces. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Alrighty. With that being said, moving on to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Atkin.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Absence excused.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Absence excused.
Senator Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Evans.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Huang.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Hotelli.
Present on Zoom.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Custer.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Absence excused.
Senator Levy.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Lucchese.
Absence excused.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Maselli.
Present.
Senator Miller.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Moore.
Absence unexcused.
Speaker Pro Temp Moss.
Present.
Senator Packard.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Radke.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Saporito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Terry.
Present.
Senator Vela.
Absence unexcused.
A quorum is present.
All right, thank you. We're going to be moving on to agenda item 4. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time. With that being said, we'll be moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right. Seeing no public comment, we're going to be moving past agenda item 6 and moving right on to agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers. Are there any reports today? And then please state your name and position for the record for people on Zoom and for our secretaries here.
Ethan McNamara, Vice President of ASUN. So, nothing too crazy from me. Orientation is going good. We've actually been filling out the Senate chambers pretty consistently. Last Senate meeting was after Pause and Play. Pause and Play was a success. We're moving into planning for Block Party now, which is going to be August 17th from 6 to 8. I'm going to keep on saying it until it happens, but put that date down. The volunteer form will be sending it out. Probably end of July is, I think, what we're thinking. Outside of that, working on some other things with NSI and PAC Family Business Program. So I have the email all ready to go and just starting to email returners. And then after we get all that situated, I'll dive into emailing new businesses. That's it for me. Any questions?
All right. Thank you. Any questions at this time? All right. Thank you, Vice President McNamara. President Augelbaum.
Good evening, Senators. I hope everyone's doing well. It feels great to finally be back. While the fresh sushi, impeccable customer service, and the bidets of Japan were truly unforgettable, nothing definitely feels more like home than being back at ASUN, responding to those emails and staying up late until 2 a.m. taking care of things. But you know, doing what I love, and it feels good to be back and seeing everyone's faces. And special thanks to VP McNamara, who was holding down the fort in my absence. Surprised there was no basketball hoop when I got back. But with that said, though, everything's running smoothly this summer. We held a productive cabinet meeting last night that was filled with insightful reports and thoughtful discussion. We'll be intending to continue doing cabinet meetings consistently throughout the semester, just so we could always be on the same page. page. The executive board has been using this quieter season to dive into planning and advance key projects, and summer's always a really great time to kind of work on things. Although it's great when the students are on campus, it's great because we don't have to be actively putting out fires during the summer. So it's a pretty good time to try to get your initiatives started and get going. So we've also been in ongoing conversations with various campus stakeholders as we map out the logistics and policies for the homecoming parade. Director Prentz, Director Texan, and I have been having lots of conversations, and so has VP McNamara, and a lot of the behind-the-scenes work is underway to bring this tradition back in a meaningful way. In addition to that, I've been working with assembling an AAC1 Student Advisory Board. I've been in conversations with cabinet members and Speaker Acton on the best ways to execute this initiative, and so if you have any questions or ideas regarding this, please, we would love to get the input of AAC1 Senate, and I look forward to this continued conversation with Speaker Acton, Pro Tem Moss, and the parliamentarian Issa. And then I guess lastly for my report, I've been having the opportunity to meet with Vice President of Student Services, Heather Sweet, on a consistent basis to align our shared vision for student programs. We will continue holding bi-weekly meetings throughout the summer, and then once we get into the swing of the full fall semester, we'll also be having these continued conversations. And so that's really a direct line to have conversations with university administration. And so if you'd like to join in these conversations, or if you'd like me to go bring anything to your attention, please just bring it up with me and then have those discussions with me. And then I'll be more than happy to bring up those conversation points. And I know that her department, as well as the rest of the university administration, is very eager to work with everyone. I was at Board of Regents about a couple weeks ago. I think I already reported on that last week. But if you guys have any questions regarding Board of Regents, I could also answer those as they will continue to be happening this year. I know that Director Taylor will also be more than happy to go report on those details as well. So as always, my inbox is open. Once again, it feels good to be home. And then just schedule any meetings with me. I'm always super open to have meetings on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So yeah, any questions?
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time, Senator Terry?
How many students are you envisioning being on that advisory board?
So right now max capacity is 10, and then I know that I had a really compelling and great conversation with Speaker Apple this afternoon, and so we're going to the drawing board to go work out some things, and so if you'd like to be included in that conversation, please do. Yeah,
just out of curiosity, why is the max 10?
Well, I think to a certain extent it's feasibility. I mean, think about a room, right? So it really is just trying to keep it open, but keeping that perfect balance of balanced representation, but at the same time making sure that those voices can still be amplified because there's not too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. Of course. I just want to go bring it up, of course, and all the details are finalized, but I believe in transparency and I believe in consistency, and so the greatest thing that I want to do is be able to bring up the fact that it's taking place and invite people, but once again, Speaker and Acton will be continued conversations to figure out these things, because I always want to include Senate in every single picture of every detail of the program. Yeah. All right, any other questions regarding anything? All right, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, President Agobot. All right, are there any other reports at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Director Texan for the record. And you guys are all doing well. I'm working on block party with VP McNamara, as he brought up before. And we reserved a quad and booked out a photo booth and some food trucks so far. We're still retrieving some quotes as well. I've been in contact with Senator Issa about the day of service event that's happening that first week of school and seeing how the executive branch can assist. We are meeting tomorrow morning to discuss more with Kathy and the Director Friends. I attended a meeting today yesterday with Director Holman with NRAP and Nevada Cares about their fall semester events and how we can help out. We'll be meeting with them and Mobilize Recovery, which is a nationwide organization that's hosting an event on campus in October. And we're meeting with them next week about the event and giving more the student perspective of things. Also, I counted all the polos in the office and sent those numbers to Director Dietrich, so hopefully we'll be ordering some polos soon if needed. And we're working on conducting introduction interviews with the President's Cabinet. I've been assisting with orientation still, and those have been going really well. We are the second most attended orientation session other than financial aid, so it's a little fun fact. Also, I attended a meeting with Scheduling Services about the homecoming parade, learning a little bit more about that, and then I'm continuing to work on block party impact and business program with VP McNamara.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions at this time? Alrighty, thank you. Director Dietrich, do you have a report?
Yes, and then I have Director Oster's as well as Director Coleman's that I'll just read in order.
Sounds good.
Hello, Senators. I am missing you all in Reno quite a lot right now. Never thought I'd be homesick for the Reno Latin Senate chambers. 2 Saturdays ago, on June 28th, I had the pleasure of representing ACUN at the Las Vegas orientation. I am very grateful for Senator Saporito, IDEA Commissioner Ottaviano, Commissioner Emily Gomez, and Commissioner Christopher Dropout for their help. I've been holding bi-weekly meetings with the internship coordination committee, and we finalized many of our strategies for marketing and intern intake. I am excited to announce that applications open on Monday and our program highlights begin next Friday. Though we all, of course, want our separate programs to succeed, please help share them around social media to get as much visibility for the entirety of the program as possible. Otherwise, I am pleased to say that the interest form has received steady responses throughout orientation sessions. I'm also excited to partner with the Honors College again with the help of Senator Kitch and begin a potential new partnership with the first-gen senator for the internship program. Other than that, I have been working on admin work to help this session run smoothly. This includes but is not limited to website updates, alias correcting, name tags, polos, and check-ins with members of the President's Cabinet. If you are an officer who is facing a particular tech issue, please let me know and hopefully we can get it resolved together. Lastly, if you are an officer who was an intern in this last session, I would be greatly appreciative for any feedback that you can provide from a personal perspective. As always, I am happy to answer any questions or concerns that any of you may have. I'll pause there in case there are any questions.
All right. Are there any questions at this time? All righty. You can move on to Director Oster.
Oh,
that was bad. Director Oster's report.
Okay. His report is short and sweet. Good evening. I hope everyone is having a good summer, and I apologize for my absence. There have been no charges for you. Thank you. Okay, moving on to Director Holman's report. Hi, Senators. I hope you are enjoying your summer. Over the last few weeks, I've worked on a few things, such as updating our wellness pamphlets that was handed out in a benefit and other healing events, as well as finalizing some concepts for Safety Week. I will be attending the Committee on SSW's meeting next week on Tuesday to see how the committee can be more involved. I also met with NRAP and NV Cares to discuss their upcoming events, such as their annual 5K and ACES game night. I've also been working on our beautiful wellness tree from the leaves you filled out of the tree. It is outside the press cap office if you want to stop by and see how it's looking so far. If you have any questions or concerns or ideas for wellness, I'm always here to talk. Feel free to text me or reach out via email. Thanks all. And that's all the report I have.
All right, thank you so much. Are there any points of comments or questions? Okay. Moving on to Director Hess, do you have a report?
Guys, I hope your summer is all going good. So I'm currently working in the process of club renewal and recognition. It's moving pretty smoothly. I've been assisting my assistant director with renewal and making sure that all clubs understand the process and the changes to club funding that exists during this upcoming fiscal year. I've also had a few clubs reach out regarding tabling opportunities. So if you guys have any events or know of any events for your colleges that they can table at, please feel free to reach out to me. We have also started the planning of fall club fair. It will take place on August 28th from 4 to 7. So please be there to help set up if you can and reach out if you have any questions.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions at this time? All righty, who's next? Director Taylor.
Hello everyone. I just have a short report tonight, but I thought I'd still share. I've just had a few meetings with directors in my department about just ongoing projects that we have. I'm meeting with Policy Director Atencio soon as we've been working on the Legislative Round Digest to share with you guys and students about the legislative session, what it's going to look like for us and how it's going to affect students in certain ways. And then I met with Advocacy Director Casey to discuss like advocacy role during the off season and how that role can be more productive in a year that the legislative session isn't going on, because usually they aren't as productive and we want to change that. And then we got our project director, so we're going to start moving forward planning our civic engagement week, which is usually like the second week of school. And then I went to the DCE meeting today and report there as well. So, yeah, thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you, Dezembia. Does anybody have any questions? Alrighty, thank you. Director Lee, do you have a report?
Hello, everybody. This is Director Lee for the record. So I've just been mainly meeting with my assistant director, just kind of talking about and preparing for future events, namely the farmers markets that we're hoping to have at least once a month in September, October, November. So if you have any local businesses or just general groups or even student businesses that you'd like to come and table with us, we'd love to partner with them. I've also been meeting with various senators and directors, just talking about future events, namely Senator Saporito for the Food Insecurity and Accessibility Standing Committee, just seeing how we can support them and how we can collaborate in the future, as well as meeting with Senator Levy and the Sustainability Manager for our campus, as well as the UNLV campus. When I was in Vegas, I met with the UNLV campus's Sustainability Manager and visited their facility, and they have a lot of great stuff going on, so we want to be able to have that NSHE partnership, and just working on other little things, so.
Alrighty, thank you. Are there any questions at this time? Alrighty. Are there any other reports in agenda item 7? Okay, cool. Moving on to myself. Let's see. Today's meeting, pretty quick. Mostly just reports and then referring a piece of legislation to committee. And then on top of that, too, a special shout out I wanted to give to Senator Lawson. He's not here today. But him and I met exclusively for like an hour and a half. We talked a lot about legislation stuff he is able to accomplish in his college and how he can further work towards with the other engineering senators. So I'm excited to see what you guys are able to come up with, along with coming in fall and everything that goes along with that. So shout out to him, even though he's not here. And then along with that, too, we still do have two open seats in science and engineering. So if you guys know any engineering or science students, please, please, please tell them to apply. I don't want to just have, you know, one person apply and we just put them in. I'd like to have some discussion, some debate on who is best fit to serve at this table. So like I said, if you know anyone in science or engineering, or just have anyone who's curious, have them reach out to me or literally anybody at this table to talk about ASU and everything with that. Along with that, too, I say at every meeting, but I agendize at 5:30 every Thursday before we have Senate, which is every 2 weeks. And then our next meeting will be, let's see. What's that? Sorry, guys. I should have this memorized. The 23rd. So our next Senate meeting is going to be June 23rd here in the Rita Ladenstein Chambers. So you would need to send any legislation you may have the Thursday the week before at 5:30. Along with that, too, if you guys are working on any legislation, I highly, highly recommend putting it in the legislation tracker to make sure that any senators who would like to comment or be able to co-sponsor or have a certain idea that they may want to be able to work on. And I know half of us are on Zoom here in Vegas or on vacation, whatever it may be. So if you want to go and look at legislation and see how you can be more involved, maybe do some outreach over the summer to count towards fall, I highly, highly suggest looking at the legislation tracker. And of course, listening to Senate reports. If anybody has any Senate reports, that's where you guys are giving your soapbox to talk about stuff you're doing in your college, stuff you're doing for legislation, or stuff you're just doing for ASUN. So there's a lot of opportunities to do outreach over the summer. And along with that, just prepare for fall, because I'm going to keep saying it, but it's going to be a different ball game, and you guys are going to be distracted with work, school, you know, being in college. And ASUN is going to be like, you know, right around the corner, and we're going to have a lot of work to do. And I'm excited to see what we do, but just a lot of work on the horizon. Just want to let you guys know. And then, yeah, that's it for my speaker report. So we'll move on to agenda item 8, reports of Senate committees. So we're going to be starting off with Senator Kitch with ASA.
Hi, guys. Honored to ASA that there is a link to meet in the group chat. Please fill it out or send me proof of liaison contact shortly.
All right, thank you. Moving on to Budget and Finance, Senator Maselli.
Hi, everyone. Budget and Finance met on June 26th, and we had a discussion about the financial review schedule for the fall. We also had a really good talk about data collection and how we're going to plan on standardizing the budget forms for the different accounts. This would require legislation and a bill, which has been added to the legislation tracker, so just let me know or anyone else on Budget and Finance if you're interested.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Maselli at this time? All right, moving on to Parliamentarian ESA for DCE.
Hi, everyone. Not much to report. DCE met today at noon, where we heard a report from Director Taylor, and we also heard a presentation from Kathy Castro, the Coordinator for Student Engagement Outreach, on various CLDE initiatives that the CSE is planning for this year. And I also sent out a one-to-meet link after that meeting, and I hope to meet before the end of this month to hear a presentation from Sandy. So that's all on my end.
All right. Thank you. Any questions at this time? All righty. Moving on to the committee of Senator Terry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Just for the record, Senator Issa, could you tell us kind of where you're at in forming that Canvas for your student, ASUN to student form Canvas page?
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record. That's not a conversation we've had in our committee quite yet, but in conversation with you earlier today, we are going to be having that conversation at our next meeting at the meeting at the end of July, so I'll make sure to be posted on that.
Thank you.
Any other points of discussion or comments or points of questions at this time? All right. Moving on to the Committee of Ideas, Senator Castro.
We last met on June 30th with PCR and on Zoom. We had a successful meeting other than the fact that we still have a few issues when it comes to appointing liaison positions, but that's why we're hoping to meet sooner than later again so we can get that all smoothed out. I will be putting a when to meet link in our group chat.
All right, thank you. Moving on to the Committee of Government Operations, Senator Terry.
The Committee on Gov Ops, we met Mondays the 7th and reviewed our first section of the SAS audit. That went really well. Just for a reminder, that was regarding the introduction and titles 1 and 2 of the SAS, which are deal with the legislative and executive branches. For our next meeting, we'll potentially have two pieces. For sure, one to talk about the results of that first section of the audit, potentially another tonight this year for first reading. I'm going to be creating a spreadsheet this evening for committee members to put in their findings from the audit. After Monday's meeting, I wanted to streamline it a little bit, and so with Senator Moss, I was able to figure out a better way to do that. So we're going to, I'll have a sheet for you all to just kind of input everything that you found. There's also going to be a tab specifically for other senators that aren't in the committee. If there is anything that you find that you would like us to look at during our audit, you are going to be more than welcome to go ahead and put that in there. As far as our next meeting goes, I'm looking at July 21st at 12:30. That Monday at 12:30 slot seemed to work well for most of the committee. I think we actually had perfect attendance at that meeting. So that is all I have.
All right, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Senator Terry? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to the Committee of SSW, Senator Levy.
Hi everyone, I hope your summer has been going well. For SSW, sorry about my computer's really loud. For SSW, we will be meeting next Tuesday, as Director Holman mentioned. We will be going over Safety Week events that we want to work on as a committee. One of my main goals as chair this year is just to make sure that we are actively involved with the Department of Wellness and Department of Sustainability. So if you guys are interested in attending the meeting, it will be Tuesday, the 15th at 1 p.m. in the PCR and also on Zoom. So you can check the agenda for that. But yeah, that's all I got.
Alrighty, thank you. I apologize, Senator Kitch, did you have a question or comment?
No.
Okay. My bad. I thought you had your hand raised. Alrighty, moving on to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Hello, everyone. We're currently planning the next meeting for the Special Committee within the next 2 weeks. We're working on the finalization of the liaison positions for the committee, and we'll be sending a clarification on positions to the Senate table soon. As previously stated, I met with the Director Lee and Assistant Director Cook on sustainability, discussing the tabling and partnering events as well as future events. And I'm scheduling a meeting with the Assistant Director of PAC Provisions, discussing any partnerships the Special Committee can foster versus within the upcoming school year, as well as the sustainability. But the meeting will be agendized soon, sending one to meet link very shortly, so get ready for that.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Senator Saporito? All right, moving on to Parliamentarian Issa.
Hi again, everyone. Not much to report. I'm just going over Senate rules to see if there are any amendments that need to be made to clarify our Senate procedures, and so far I haven't found anything that's really necessary. Additionally, I'm still trying to work on that Robert's Rules workshop for the fall semester. If that's something that you're interested in working on, then please send me a team's message and we could, you know, collaborate. So that's all.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions at this time? Alrighty, moving on to Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well and beating the heat. It has been
so hot recently. Just some basic stuff. I've been attending some orientation sessions, and I've been having a great time getting to meet our new students with Vice President McNamara and Director Texan. If you have some time, I would encourage you guys to sign up for an orientation session. They're super fun. You get to meet a lot of great people. So if you have the time, I would encourage you to go check it out. Other than that, I've been focusing on the internship stuff and meeting regularly with the Internship Coordination Committee, as Director Dietrich said, to discuss and finalize our internal processes and our calendar. I want to echo what Director Dietrich said, saying that our application will open Monday, July 14th, so very exciting. We've been seeing some great interest in the interest form, so good group of kids so far. Also, I'm working on our social media posts for our program, and that should go out around August 1st, estimated. And so I just also want to echo what Director Dietrich said. Please advertise the internship program as a whole. Legislative is pretty cool, but we want to make sure that everybody finds a place in ASUN as an intern. So make sure that you're advertising as a whole for every program. I'm also exploring the idea of creating a shared calendar on Outlook for Senate this year so that we can collaborate and be in the know of each other's college events, initiatives, and meetings and so forth if we want to be involved and collaborate with each other. But yeah, other than that, I'm working on legislation and other College of Education initiatives. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? All right. Moving on to myself for the Committee of Oversight. We met last week. We went over just how all the chairs are doing in terms of how they're meeting with their committees and how they feel that their individual senators are meeting with their liaisons. And my report was pretty good based on every chair that we talked to. So I'm pretty happy with that. I'm glad you guys are all having pretty good meetings and running them pretty effectively, not really having that many issues. So happy about that during the summer. And then our next oversight meeting is July 30th at 1 p.m. We'll be going over the points memo. And I'm going to make sure, I'm going to go back through and just make sure all my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted to make sure the points memo is accurate, to make sure when we go into fall, that's all up to date and accurate, to make sure that we can truly effectively do the work of the students. And let's see what else. I think that's pretty much it for oversight. Any questions on oversight? All right, pretty self-explanatory. Moving on to agenda item 9, reports of secretaries. Do you guys have a report? No report? All righty. Moving past agenda item 10, past agenda item 11, past agenda item 12, past agenda item 13. We're going to be moving on to agenda item 14. Alrighty. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 14A.
Moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tem Formas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Any dissent? Any abstentions? Alright, that being said, we will now move on to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oh, I said that twice. Sorry. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it and the motion is adopted. Alrighty, moving past agenda item 15, we're going to move on to agenda item 16, referrals to committee. I'm seeking a motion to refer agenda item 16A to the appropriate committees.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tem Formas. Is there no? We have to refer to.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Refer
to committee.
Name the specific committee.
Speaker Pro Tem Formas.
I move that we refer SB 93, an act to establish ASUN standard meeting procedures, to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
Is that a second by Senator Terry? Second by Senator Terry. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Hearing that chamber, that motion carries and that bill will be seen at that following committee. Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 17, moving on to agenda item 18A, Senate committee changes and additions. Are there any Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Any on Zoom? Alrighty. Moving to agenda item 18B, Senator reports. Are there any reports at this time? Senator Terry.
Yeah. So one thing that myself and the rest of our electoral senators have been working on, Senators Issa, Saborito, and Castro, we've been discussing our COLA Student Advisory Board, which has kind of just been relatively non-existent to my understanding. And so we had an idea of creating a COLA student council in place of that, similar to what the College of Business and School of Journalism do. So if any of you have any insight, especially those senators for business and journalism, since Yale's colleges actually have a student council, but if any of you have any insight or advice for setting something like that up or running something like that, that would be greatly appreciated.
Alrighty, thank you. Any other senator reports at this time in person or on Zoom? Oh, Senator Kitch, now you have your hand raised.
Okay, yeah, now my hand is raised. I was going to say, like I said at the last meeting, I am organizing a leadership panel for Honors, which will be on Saturday, August 16th. I've already got some people with the ASUN session, but if you are an Honors student in ASUN and you want to help me table at the resource fair from 12 to 1:30, that'd be greatly appreciated. You can outreach and free lunch and talk about ASUN to all of these young, awesome freshmen. So let me know the thing that you're interested in, and for any cabinet or position spot branch you can be involved. Thanks.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Any other senator reports at this time? Alrighty, one quick anecdote I wanted to make real quick. Like I said, every meeting, if you guys need help with anything in terms of maybe it's stuff with your committee liaisons, you're confused about something, or you need help with legislation, don't really know where to start, literally anything. That's my job as speaker. I'm here to help you guys. I'm here to make sure you guys have a good session. I'm going to say it pretty much every meeting, but I'm going to drill it home. I don't want to make sure that anybody feels left out. We all got to be on the same page here. So if you need help with anything, please don't feel free to reach out. I promise it's not a stupid question. I promise we can get it resolved. I just want us all to be on the same page and make sure we have a really good session and going into fall, because I have a lot of hope for you guys, and I'm excited to see what you guys do. So, yeah. I lost my thought. Hold on. There we go. Sorry, my iPad closed. I had to reopen. Moving on to agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Any comments and announcements at this time? Alrighty, dead silent. Moving on to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No? Alrighty. Moving on to everybody's favorite agenda item, agenda item 21. I adjourn this Senate meeting at 6.03 p.m. in the Rita Ladin Senate Chambers and on Zoom on July 9th. There we go.